The Licking Park District is among 14 organizations awarded a boating education grant from the Ohio Division of Parks and Watercrafts. The total state funding amounts to $350,000 aimed at improving local boater education programs for both youth and adults. The Licking Park District will receive more than $20,000. The Columbus Zoo and Aquarium has tapped Dr. Kathyun Khalil as the new vice president and director of the Zoo and Wilds Conservation Programs. Khalil brings over 20 years of experience in environmental education, conservation strategy, and program evaluation to the zoo. Fairfield County utility customers will see a freeze on both water and sewer usage rates this year. County commissioners say they're seeking to keep costs low for all of their customers while significantly improving the service. They say Utilities Department Director Tony Vogel's dedication and efficient management has enabled the county to sustain current rates despite rising energy costs. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb says the nearly completed Newark Arcade hosted a preview event Saturday for some 200 guests and donors to the renovation and restoration project in downtown Newark. The cost to repair and restore the structure will exceed $14 million. The Healthy New Albany Food Pantry is looking for a new home after the New Albany School District's new plans for the building is requiring the pantry to relocate. With the pantry's demand up 20% from last year, the transition to find a new home comes at a critical time as the pantry continues to expand its services. You can donate non-perishable food items daily at the Height Center next to the elevators. Governor Mike DeWine has dispatched a 9-person fire management team from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to help firefighters battling the devastating wildfires that continue to rage in California. Officials say the team is bringing its own protective equipment, hand tools, chains, and other supplies. I'm Eric Brown reporting.